Welcome to this episode of Roy's Story featuring Love Swamp and a Velociraptor and Corey Adam. Say hello, everybody. Say hello, everybody. It's all right. Just a Velociraptor. Velociraptor does not find that funny.
Whoa. I'm getting more chewing utensils.
Well, be careful because he can open doors.
Uh-oh. And wear shirts.
Clever girl.
Wait, is he laughing or mocking? I can't tell.
The dinosaur?
Yeah.
Oh, I can tell just by his yelling that his name is, was it Rick? It's Rick? Alright. Cool. I seriously do.
Rick!
I think the Velociraptor's getting real sick of your shit here. I would just kind of just let him talk about. Velociraptor, give us your 2 cents on this whole entire, Wait, what do you think of our.
No money!
Oh my god. I'm again sorry. We brought you back from the dead to be a part of this podcast, and, you know, we've had this kind of guest-on-guest fighting.
I can't work under these conditions.
Imagine how he feels. He came here in a cage.
Whoa! Welcome to this episode.
Brought to you by Robert Muldoon.
Whoa. I love the movie Dune.
Damn it. Movie brain triggers to effect. The director of Dune turned down the chance to direct Empire Strikes Back.
Quick, shoot another fact.
The director of Dune did cocaine off the model of the sand monster.
What?
I don't know.
I hope that's a true stat.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Otherwise, we lose to her.
All right, movie fact. Superman 4, go now.
Superman 4 doesn't exist.
Just like Highlander 2.
Highlander 2 does not also exist.
Come on, dude. Highlander 2 exists.
No, it doesn't. It goes Highlander 1, 3, 4, and Endgame.
Whatever. Didn't you see the Renegade version? Where they made the worst movie ever, just kind of a shitty movie?
Highlander's not exactly my forte.
No. I don't, like, here's the thing about Highlander, is that...
Well, I could speak for an hour straight.
On Highlander?
Not me.
Not
you.
It.
You.
Velociraptor, what do you think?
Rick!
Again, I'm sorry, Rick. You guys just always kind of try to imitate your voice, and that's very poor. Okay, anyway. Moving along, what do you want to talk about, Rick?
STDs!
Oh my god, studs. Wow. Is that even a movie? And now Love Swamp starting to chew. Wow, you're all chewing. And...
Everything's in slow motion.
Everything's in slow motion for Love Swamp.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Loaded motion?
Loaded motion.
Ooh.
Welcome to Loaded Motion.
I've got a motion for you. And it's loaded.
Jesus Christ.
I chewed her emoticon.
Wait, what?
Let's talk about Scott Pilgrim. That movie.
No.
Do you remember that?
I do, but no.
Alright, let's talk about Alien.
Which one?
I didn't say Aliens.
Oh, man. Wow.
Because, you know, they didn't want to put numbers at the end of their movies. It was Alien, Aliens, Alien
3, Resurrection. Alien.
Did they put a 3?
Aliens 3, First
they
Blood
put a,
Part 2.
First Blood Part 2.
And then Alien Resurrection, and then AVP, then AVP 2, Requiem. That's what they called it.
And then Prometheus.
And then Prometheus. Let's go through the entire...
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go down the Aliens Wall of Fame. First off, I'm going to declare supremacy for Alien and Aliens, both of which I'm a huge fan of.
All right. I'm going to say supremacy for Aliens because of Space Marines.
And the best sequel ever made, probably. I mean, like, I don't know of a better sequel offhand.
Yeah. Terminator 2?
Yeah. Lord of the Rings, Two Towers.
Lord of the Rings, Two Towers?
Emperor Strikes Back.
Emperor Strikes Back.
The Emperor's New Strike Back.
Did you just say that Empire Strikes Back was Lord of the Rings? Is that what just happened?
I'm calling off better sequels.
It ended on such a
down
note.
Dude, are you kidding me? Two Towers is not that good of a movie.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not that good of a movie.
What do you think about that, Rick? Okay.
Roar! Hobbit!
Oh, God damn it. Rick, you're so current.
Mort's trying to get into the worm.
I don't know. And, like, okay, fine. Yeah, say that they're locked into a trilogy. I mean, like, that doesn't necessarily count because you already committed to the arc. I'm saying just, like, one-off, like, sequel movies where it's like, okay, we're going to make a sequel. Like, okay. That's one of the better ever made.
American Pie 2.
American Pie.
That is a better sequel.
That party, like, at the end?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God.
I mean, shit, I went out and bought a Sum 41 CD after seeing that movie.
You did, immediately.
You bought a Sum 41 CD? Then I don't give a shit what you say. I'm out of here.
I went and seen American Pie 2, went to Target, bought the Sum 41 CD, played it on the way back, and then watched American Pie 2.
You're like a commercial for early 90s Hot Topic.
High five, Rick.
I shoved it down in the valley.
If you didn't notice,
you meant shoplifted and down in the valley.
So many Nintendo belt buckles.
I don't know, it was Maple Grove.
Check it out, dude. It's a Mega Man beanie.
I went shop. No, it's down in Maple Grove. I went shoplift there. They see a lot of people as like,
yeah, it's Maple Grove is a town in is a city in Minnesota that has a hilarious cheerleading theme that inspires hope in all their visitors, and it goes, "We have money. Yes, we do. We have money. How about you?" That is something I'll never forget from high school.
Oh, yeah, when they school us in swimming?
Yeah, right? How many laps you got, sucker?
But then Elk River had, like, the state football champions.
You guys are stupid. For the year the chess team was killed.
Oh, man, glad I quit before that.
Thank God.
Wait, check and mate.
So anyway, the alien...
We're talking about searching for Bobby Fischer, right?
Yeah. When will we find him?
We already found him. He's dead.
We have a live studio audience.
Roy Story's recording from a live studio audience.
I don't consider one person sleeping and another person ignoring us a studio audience.
There are sound techs.
Well, you've obviously never seen a live taping of Two and a Half Men.
So we're talking about Aiden.
Not for you, Chuck. You have great potential.
Thank you, Love Swamp.
You're welcome.
So,
Swamp Love.
Corey wanted to take the reins on the alien.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You said you called them.
Damn it.
Yep.
What have I done?
What have I done?
Who let me make decisions?
I can rewind this.
I've heard that you were indeed the one who let the dogs out on that one.
It was him and the Baja Men. They got really drunk.
Boo-hoo.
On air.
The Baja Men?
The Boo-Hoo Men.
The Boo-Hoo Men. That sounds like the worst porno tag team duo ever. Oh, shit. Did you see the new Bang Bus with the Boo-Hoo Men?
Oh, the Boo-Hoo Men are taking on the Bushwhackers.
There's nothing you could do.
So, Corey, primer.
Alien good.
Alien.
Aliens gooder.
For
Aliens 3 is good and underrated. People love to throw that movie under the bus, but it's actually a pretty good movie.
Well, didn't that
Alien Resurrection is pure shit. Alien versus Predators are all pure shit. And then Prometheus is a shitty movie simply because he tried to do three movies in one. Like, if he wanted to make that movie, he should have gotten to the point or made it three movies.
But what did it mean?
Prometheus?
All of them.
All of them? They meant that, like, fucking Google Maps is watching. That's what it meant. Skynet's here, dude. Like, bring it.
We already missed the date. They already launched.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're hunting people with drones now, too. That happened.
Imagine that. A computer program called Facebook told me that the day it happened.
Oh, that's... You know, that's how you know how stupid everybody's getting. Is like, they're not even hiding it anymore. Like, they're just like, hey, over here. Set a Facebook event. Middle fingers.
Well, did you hear about that? Like, there was like a year or two ago, like they made that computer, like BI or AI or whatever.
AI.
And it, they gave it the task of like searching YouTube videos, and the first thing it started looking up was cat videos.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Love Swamp, what are your favorite
Swamp Love?
Love Swamp, it is, yes.
What are your favorite thoughts on the alien?
Favorite thoughts?
Favorite thoughts?
My favorite thoughts.
Yeah, favorite thoughts.
Happy?
Yeah.
Share your favorite thoughts.
My favorite thoughts are my happy thoughts.
Alphabetical, please.
Well, my favorite thing was went back when Sigourney Weaver was just smoking ass hot.
Oh, my God.
And her and those
Dude, in that robot at the end?
Well, no, that was Aliens.
We're not there yet?
No, we're just in the Alien. Back when she was, like, you know, packing up her stuff in her underwear.
Oh, yeah, she's Ripley with the long, curly hair.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
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 Yum.
Yum. Yum, yum, bubblegum.
Wait, Rick, what are your thoughts? Awesome. And then we get the Aliens, and then James Cameron took the reins from Ridley Scott on that.
Yeah.
Aliens is a great movie. Might be better than the original.
I think it, yeah, well.
I mean, that might be the best in the sequel.
No, it has to be. It is better because it's so rewatchable.
Right.
You can't.
That is easily the most rewatchable, for sure.
After you've seen Alien, I mean, it's a good movie, but you just can't rewatch it because it's so fucking boring.
Isn't it just one Alien?
Yeah.
In the whole movie. Yeah. Just the one. So what's the. And in the Aliens, you get so many aliens.
And the eggs.
And the eggs and the face huggers and the...
Chest pumpers?
Yeah.
Chest poppers?
And then the queen.
Yeah. And then we get to Alien 3. And
that movie is really underrated, I'm telling you.
Was it Ripley's shuttle was...
Yeah, like they launched the shuttle.
A prison?
It's a prison colony, right?
Well, what happens is like a face hugger gets loose on the ship, or the shuttle.
Kills Newt.
Kills Newt, and then, like, it crashes, he dies from the...
She drowns.
She drowns.
Ripley gets a facehugger on her face, and she dies in the end. If you go to the Blu-ray special, they do it at an unrated version, makes the third one so much better. They add, like, an extra 10 minutes in the beginning, and they change the ending.
I don't think, I mean, like, that's cool, but, like, I don't know, like, I never had the problems with Aliens 3 that people did.
He's our producer.
Our producer, Michael, just informed us
that. I agree with you where you say it's underrated, but I like it too, and I was always kind of like, it seemed like a filler movie.
Yeah.
But then watching it at the unrated version, how he originally intended it to be, opened up so many more doors. I was like, that's how they should have released it originally. It was so much better. You understood so much more.
Well, at the time of Alien 3, I was heavily invested into a show on Fox called Rock, starring Charles S. Dutton. And
Rock,
just R-O-C, or R-O, yeah.
Wait, like Rock Live?
No, not like Rock Live. He's an African-American man.
Yeah.
A black man.
They shot that show live, right?
Yeah, it was a
that's
studio.
Rock Live. I just said that. We're saying the same thing. That show's awesome.
Don't worry, we're writing your childhood.
Excellent. So,
remember that My Little Pony incident?
Yeah.
You remember.
Oh!
Okay. Don't you remember, Rick?
Rick, again, I'm sorry. The words they put in your mouth, I'm really... now he is... Sorry.
Okay, Rock Live.
Rock Live. That was a great show, and I remember seeing...
Wasn't
Alien
it just
3.
Called Rock?
Yeah, just called Rock.
Welcome to the Love Swamp.
Swamp Love.
Love Swamp, baby!
And I remember he was the convict who was reformed through religion, and he had, like, one of the, like, coolest... death sequences in that movie where he would start reciting like a prayer while like this alien was coming at him and the room was filling with water, and then I mean sure he got killed, but it was like he got a few good licks in and like beat it up, but you know, in the end Rock got beaten by scissors.
It's kind of like when in Predator when Billy's like, I'm gonna fight this alien with just my buoy.
Yeah, well, we're not getting the Predators yet.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Yeah. Just like it. Like it. Next one. Before we go.
Alien Resurrection. That's the Highlander 2 of the series.
Yeah, it's a crap.
Yeah, that's the one that does not be named.
It's a crap movie to watch. I can play it in the background if I'm like playing video games or something.
It's fun to look up every 10 minutes and go, oh, that guy got fucked.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Well, because it's got the one guy from Three Musketeers, the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Robin Hood. He's just got that fucking
Jeremy
voice.
Sisto.
Yeah, he's just got that voice that's just like...
Yeah.
Like, wow, if I got punched in the throat and I had to decide on the voice, that would be it.
It's also got Dan Hedaya. He was, he played Nixon in this horrible movie with Michelle Williams.
Oh, is that the kind of, like, older guy?
Yeah, he was also the dad. Yep, he played the general. Had the, Scotch cubes.
Yeah.
That he lasered open to drink
from. I just love when they get, like, characters to play, like, a high-ranking military figure that are not military-looking at all.
Mm-mm. That guy looks like he always plays a bum.
He's got just like super hairy shoulders.
Yeah, he's very hairy man. So anyway, enough about Alien Resurrection. What's next in the...
Well, then you can go a bunch of different ways. franchise.
Yeah.
You can skip to Prometheus, or you can acknowledge the Alien versus Predator movies.
Well, before we do that, let's explain the Predator character.
Yeah, should we go Predator movies?
Yeah, Predator movies.
Oh, yeah.
All of us, let's get off this show with Predator. Right,
come on.
Yeah.
We can skip AVP. They just sucked.
They did. And, like, there were some points in Alien versus Predator that were cool. It's like those shitty fucking Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Like, I'll watch them all because, like, there's redeeming qualities. Like, there's some deaths in Aliens vs. Predator that's super awesome.
Yeah.
Like, but if I could just watch it on mute until they were actually being attacked by something and then unmute it, that movie would become way more watchable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I really liked Alien vs. Predator for the fact that we saw the queen alien in a good perspective. Like, you saw how fucking huge that bitch was.
Yeah.
Like, just, she was ginormous. And I didn't really think of her scale before because she was always confined by that era's technology or, like, what they could do with computers.
Yep.
But when that happened in Alien vs. Predator, I was kind of, like, on board, but then it ended. And then they decided to make a Alien-Predator hybrid. And then that was
they actually did that in the comic books back in, like, 94.
And then they finally decided to put it to movie in AVP Requiem.
Yeah.
So, and then which
Requiem was that one? I never saw that.
It was the second one taking place in a suburban town.
The only reason
that was AVP 2?
Yeah, at Requiem. The only reason I watched that one is because one of the main characters was a character in Rescue Me, Sean something, and his character is just so fucking retarded and funny
on Rescue Me.
On Rescue Me, that I'm like, all right, I'll give this movie a shot because he's in it, and it just sucked. Oh, the hot chick got hit by a giant chainsaw blade.
Fuck. Yeah, that was ridiculous. Anyway, enough about that. Let's go to the Predator movies. The first one starring
Arnold Schwarzenegger
and Carl Weathers and former governor and crazy morning radio host. Poop in a sack. Jesse Ventura. Fond memories, go.
Fond memories?
Predator.
All right, I'm going to start off with when we were watching with our buddy Roy Kluzik. And the first time you go on a Predator mission, and we're like, oh, that's what Paris Hilton must see all the time. That's hot.
That's hot. That's cold. That's hot.
I just remember, like, the fucking all the gun sequence. Just like, and you knew, like it was, like, you knew from the get-go that they weren't going to be able to beat this thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And that's what I think I like most about it, was it's like, this is... Fuck.
Well, yeah, because it's before all the Halo stuff. It's like, oh, invisibility, you win.
Yeah.
And not only that, fun fact, who was originally supposed to be the Predator?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Seriously?
Actual photos from the set, too, of him on the set?
I didn't see him. I heard about him.
Yeah.
But, like, he was going to be, like, before they knew what Predator was going to be, he was, like, some kind of, like, weird reptile thing. Like, if you watched Predators, like, that weird thing that's, like, running around the bushes, that's what it was originally going to be like.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so that movie, basically the entire team gets wiped out by the Predator.
Yeah, like nobody wins, and that's what's so cool about that movie, is that that's one of those movies where, like, it does, like, I don't know, I appreciate when a movie doesn't end on a good note. Like, sometimes that shit just happens. Like, the movie Glory, it's a war movie, like, at the end, everybody's just dead. Like, sorry if I spoiled a movie that's fucking 25 years old now, guys, my bad.
That's almost like Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman, and
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick, yeah. And, like, that's the thing, is, like, in that movie, because it's the Civil War, right? And, like, just the last fight that they get beaten, like, you know it's coming the whole time because they don't win. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know it's going to happen. But then when it does, it's still like, whoa.
Yeah.
And that's what I like most about that movie, is because you're like, especially with Arnold Schwarzenegger, you're like, oh, man, maybe he can get out of this.
Maybe.
The rest of them are, like, that's the thing about Predator. The whole entire group is fucked from the start, except for Arnold, maybe. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I didn't expect him to live, but I'm like, well, he's got a chance. These other guys don't have a chance at all. You know what I mean? Like, well, and then at the end, when it just goes down, and everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Like, that thing just fucking won.
Well, it's like, even like Billy, the giant Indian tracker guy, he's just like, something's in the wood that's going to kill us all. Like,
yeah.
He knew then from fucking instinct.
Yes.
And, like, apparently that character, or the guy that played him, they had to hire a bodyguard on him, not because they were afraid he was going to get hurt, but they were afraid that he was going to get in fights with the other cast members, because apparently he loves to fight for no reason.
Awesome. Well, let's segue into Predator 2.
Danny Glover.
Predators.
Oh, fuck.
I love that movie. No, I don't care what anybody says.
Just Predator 2?
Yeah.
The third one was Predators.
Yeah. The one where we actually get...
Wait, the third one? I never saw the third one.
No, the third one's awesome.
There's a third
really?
Predator?
I never saw the third
Predators. One. With fucking Big Nose, piano.
Oh my god,
we
yeah.
We fucking watched it in theaters, man.
Yeah, Predators with Adrian Brody.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
Okay. Oh, we'll get to that. That one's pretty awesome.
Because
yeah.
two, I love, and people give me shit for that. Really? Like, it's a campy, fun movie, and I love it. Like,
well, it's not like campy, but it's like it feels like it's coming right off the heels of RoboCop.
Yeah.
Detroit
yeah.
is hell
like,
ridden.
I mean, if you, and this is the you thing. Know? Obviously, I'm going to say this sentence, and that immediately nullifies it being a good sequel, but if you ignore the first movie altogether, Predator 2 is a pretty fun movie. Like, it just is. Like, the scenes where he's hunting them in the city, and you can see the, like, triangle, and you're like, oh, you're fucked.
And
oh,
yeah. Gary Busey.
Yeah, yeah, Gary Busey.
As
oh.
the special forces operator.
What we got here, we got an alien. And his sucker's
it's
going
so
down.
It's so terrible, it's good. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Like, I just, oh. And that was the one that was always, like, because when I was a kid, we were pretty broke. And, like, I didn't have fucking, I had, like, we had a fucking TV that had the two dials, the VHF and the UHF. That's what we got to watch. And, like, for some reason, Predator 2 was always, like, on Sunday or Saturday afternoon on, like, well, some channel. It's the matinee movie, you know?
Here's a weird little connection from Predator 1 to Predator 2. Do you remember the other survivor from the first Predator movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, the chick.
The chick that they saved. In a deleted scene on Predator 2, she is actually, in the beginning of the movie, near a squad car, screaming in the language that she was, you know, that, from her character's heritage.
Right.
Screaming that she knows what it is. So if that scene were to be watched by somebody that knows that language, they hear her say, "I know what this is. Get your men out of there. I've seen this." But they cut her out of the movie because they didn't want to like super really connect the two movies by that
right.
aspect.
Well,
they
that
wanted
was like South America, so it probably was like Latin.
Yep, it was in the Latin neighborhood too. If you remember, the
yeah.
criminals were Colombians.
Yeah, so like, if,
so.
Like you know, they would have been understanding her.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, they would have understood what she was saying to them. And then also, I mean, this,
I think it was funny because it was like two big gangs, you know, it wasn't like, you know, Italians and Irish or Italians and like, you know, whatever. It was like the Jamaicans and,
oh, yeah, so
and the Cubans. It's like,
who do we run out of?
What is this, fucking Saints Row 2?
Next week we're putting the Ethiopians versus the Australians.
Or just like two countries no one's ever heard of, like the Krakalakistans
against the Eskimos. It's gonna be.
I always thought
A.B.T. Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She woke
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I thought the Predators were much more
badass. Yeah. Well, what was cool about them is they it was well they had the address and they had a sense of
and they purred
and they had a sense they had a sense of honor. I mean, another thing that always was like an important key was the Predator not only just killed, he also had respect for the thing that
warriors.
Was lasting longer. Yeah. Like at the end of Predator 2, for Danny Glover to defeat a Predator.
Yeah, they gave him like that old Civil War pistol.
Give him the musket. Yeah, the little pistol
yeah.
thing. And then.
Like, good game, man. Good game.
Yeah, like,
yeah, and it seems like
you bested us.
And it makes it seem like the one in Predator. The first Predator was just like a rogue dick.
Yeah, he really seemed like he went off the reservation.
Yeah.
He was just kind of like, I'm getting trophies, and I don't care. And here's your prize, a self-destruct bomb,
the John,
wristwatch.
The
so
John,
going to Predator 3 now, because I have to go see this, apparently.
Yeah, John, prime us on Predator 3.
The John McCain Predator.
Well, welcome to the party, pal!
Well, Predators, it's like, it starts with like just Adrian Brody like falling from the sky.
Oh my god, you were jogging my memory on
there
this.
There you go.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it had Danny Trejo.
And Topher Grace.
Topher Grace.
Lawrence Fishburne, right?
Yeah, Lawrence
yeah.
Fishburne, who like did all of his scenes in like 2 days or some shit like that.
Yeah, he probably was like tied up to CSI at the time
probably.
Or something.
I think I saw the trailer for that.
Yeah, it was
like actually, I don't think I ever saw it, but like I'm pretty sure I saw the trailer for
it. It like see, I forgot to mention the Predators. Predators 1 had a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
And they took a lot from that soundtrack for the third one, so it made it feel like you're just in Predator again.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so they're just now
yeah.
they get dropped on the Predators like hunting
yeah.
ground.
You don't think about that. They're on an alien planet.
Yeah, because they're in like the they just drop them in the jungle and you can't see anything. So they get to like this hill and all of a sudden they see like this giant world.
Oh, is the moon basically like another planet? Right,
another planet right there.
Yeah,
like two suns or three suns or 20 suns or something.
Yeah. I remember, and then,
two sons or three sons, 20 fucking sons.
And I remember that
Sunny
they were.
Ain't we going to drink me? I don't know.
Dude,
whatever.
Let's go to a planet made completely out of Sunny D.
Purple sun.
That'd be a little island. And then also, it also was a play on the name. Holy shit, Robert Rodriguez directed that one. It was Robert Rodriguez.
I really don't know directors ever.
Yeah, it was. I remember it was him because I remember he always wears those stupid hats when he's directing and whatever. But the thing about Predators was not
look
only
at
was,
me, look at me. I'm wearing the director's beret.
I'm also going to do the music for a dollar for Kill Bill. he did.
For some reason, I'm just thinking he like threw Brass Monkey in there from Beastie Boys. I don't know why.
I don't know. But continue. The play on the name for Predators was all these people that the Predators brought to their planet, they were all Predators. And the whole time you're thinking, what the hell is Topher Grace doing here? He's like, he's completely like wormy. He's afraid. He doesn't talk too much. He just freaks out. And then it turns out as the movie's going along that he's actually a serial killer.
Yeah.
And that's why he's there, and it's kind of twists you around. You're like, whoa, oh, God. Like, these people are all bad except for Adrian Brody.
Because they had Yakuza, they had Mexican cartel.
The Dana Trio.
they had, like, an African death squad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Brody was probably some kind of, like, Israeli assassin or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what the chick was supposed to be.
I think she was a jewel thief.
She was a cat.
It's Halle Berry's sister.
Halle Berry's sister. Who's Mexican or Latino or Italian? I don't know.
Ethnic.
And then there's like the guy on death row.
Yeah, there's the guy in the jumpsuit who showed up. Yeah. The prisoner. So that's
the Russian Spetsnaz.
Yep, he was there.
Yeah, and then there was like they came across the dead American Special Forces guy who had set up all those crazy traps.
Or not only that, there is also, they found other people that were teleported with them, died on the way there.
Because their chutes didn't open.
Yeah, their chutes didn't open. So, that's the Alien and Predators history. So, I mean, out of all those, maybe you can pick like an all-time favorite.
We didn't do Prometheus yet.
Oh, yeah, shit. All right.
Well, for the Predators, just Predator 1. Just cause.
Yeah, Predator 1, easily.
I've
never seen 3. So I can't say
you'll,
for
you'll
three,
like but it, but the first one's just perfect.
I mean, the second one is so bad, it's awesome. Like I really like that movie. Like it's really bad.
I just like that urban that urban feel that Danny Glover brought to because like
the Lethal Weapon series.
Yeah, the first one, the first Predator is like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like you said earlier, this guy has a chance.
Yeah.
Danny Glover
does not have a chance.
Constantly too old for this shit.
Well, see, and that's what I thought was so cool about it because like the way that movie ended versus the first one because like you look at the first one, you're like they're fucked. You know what I mean? Like, Arnold, maybe. But, like, then you go to 2, and it's Danny Glover, and you're like, oh, he's really fucked.
Yeah, are they going to, like, blow this place up with a nuclear device?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should talk about Prometheus.
They call him Snake Plissken.
Snake Plissken. Escape from...
Prometheus.
Go!
Sucked. Moving on.
Yeah.
Basically. I don't know. Like,
it's okay, here's the thing about that, is that my buddy sent me a link, right? And I'll send it to you guys. And all it does is fill in all of the plot holes in that movie, and then it becomes pretty good. But, like, the fact that you need that, that's why I'm like, the guy's losing his mind. Like, you don't need that many tangents to say what you're gonna say. Like you didn't need the robots, all that. Like, that's fine. I get it. Yeah. It's Alien. We want an evil robot. I get it. It's cool. But, like, what he was trying to do with the storyline, it's like watching Dune. Like, you see the movie Dune that's, like, 1 hour, 30 minutes, and you're like, this movie is terrible. But then you sit down and you watch the 6-hour version, mm-hmm. and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I bet somewhere there's a Blu-ray that's going to be 6 hours long of Prometheus. And the moment that comes out, that movie will be still not as good as Alien 1, 2, or 3.
I always view, I just kind of...
Special effects were awesome, though.
I don't know. I think Ridley Scott really wanted to make something and just hint at the whole entire Alien story arc and all that stuff. He didn't really have that. I don't feel like... You just watch it. When you're watching it, you feel like he really didn't want to go that way, but the studio's behind him, like...
The dry hand job of Alien movies.
Basically, like, we got to get this over with. Ridley, you want to do a sci-fi movie? Well, you have to do it with aliens.
Fuck it, throw Mickey Mouse in there too, so we don't have to.
I just like, I mean, I don't like. I left the theater still just not under. Like, I'm like, what? I don't. Why? Like,
I watched it by myself, and I feel like I let down myself when I watched it.
Like,
I was
why?
Like, why did I do that?
Well, my biggest thing is like, okay, if the 6-hour movie comes in, I want to explain why they're complete dicks to the robot.
Oh, yeah.
For no reason. Just, like, fucking smarmy, like, dance mom bitchy.
Tom Hardy version 2.0. Bane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tom Hardy. That basically, the main kid looked like Tom Hardy.
Who I love. Tom Hardy is awesome.
Oh, Tom Hardy. Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Especially
his handsome bub.
Yeah. Handsome bub.
Bronson was amazing.
Oh. Messed up, but good.
You guys know that Tom Hardy thought he was cast...
Every time! Name a movie, shoot a fact!
What?
Tom Hardy was under the belief that he was cast as Bane in The Dark Knight Rises because he thought Christopher Nolan saw Bronson because of his his build that he put on for that movie. When in actuality, it was because he watched Rock and Rolla and really liked the character Handsome Rob. And just thought about it. He never saw Bronson. He only heard of it. And then he watched it with him. And he's like, oh, I made a good choice. All right. And like Tom Hardy's like working out at the time. And he's like, oh, what? You didn't know?
Like, dude, I got well, huge. And Warrior, dude. He was the shit in that movie. That movie was awesome.
You're talking like the
Warriors.
No,
but that movie is also awesome. Warriors, come out to play. What were those baseball guys called? I don't remember any of the rival gangs in that movie, and it makes me sad.
Oh, it's been so long.
Speaking of making you sad, I'm going to cut off the episode here so you can be mad at this for not knowing it later when you hear it.
Oh, man. I'm going to so hate to be me pretty soon.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody, and find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Roy Story with Love Swamp.
Swamp Love.
Love Swamp. And follow Roy on twitter.com/ Royal_Stein. Joining me today was Corey Adam. You can find him at
CoreyAdamWasTaken.com.
And Love Swamp, you can only find him here.
Love, he's really trying to get that nickname to stick. Swamp.
So, Love
Man,
Swamp.
Swamp Love is drunk.
He's pretty wasted.
Love Swamp.
Any closing thoughts, Love Swamp?
Tuberculosis.
Doc Holliday.